And you are tuned in to WUOT Knoxville. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, and joining me this morning is WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth. We're discussing the latest developments in the Pilot Flying J saga that began earlier this week with an FBI raid on the company headquarters here in Knoxville. Brandon, why don't you give us a little background on what happened, and then let's talk about this affidavit that was unsealed yesterday.
Certainly. Well, the background here is that, yes, there was a raid on Monday the 15th. At first, federal officials weren't saying what they were looking for or why they were at Pilot Flying J headquarters in West Knoxville. So there was a lot of mystery and a lot of speculation about what all this was about. That mystery and speculation pretty much came to an end on Thursday night as a 120-page affidavit was unsealed. And what that essentially does is lays out the federal government's case, the FBI's investigation into this company.
Well, so what did the affidavit say?
Well, a lot, actually. It's 120 pages long, and it lays out the timeline for the investigation, tells exactly how the FBI put its case together. It talks in more detail about what Pilot is accused of doing, and I want to underline that it is alleged at this point. This is not the same thing as an indictment. So far, no one has been arrested, although subpoenas have been delivered. To our knowledge, equipment has been seized. And actually, the homes of three Pilot executives were also raided on the same day that the headquarters were, looking for documents and electronic material. So in part, what the affidavit says is this. Pilot has for years been skimming money from a series of rebates that it's been offering to some of its commercial clients, that is to say trucking companies who buy bulk fuel from Pilot for their drivers. And Pilot has a rebate program for that. And what would happen is that, according to this allegation, and again I want to underline allegation, is that Pilot would offer the rebates to the companies at a certain rate, but then renege on that and shave some of the money off. So they would deliver rebates of a smaller amount. Pilot would then keep the money, and the salespeople involved would get higher commissions.
So how long has this investigation been going on?
In May of 2011, a confidential human source, identified only as CHS-1, approached the FBI and said, essentially, there's fraudulent activity going on that you guys need to know about, and I can tell you more about it. This person is basically a whistleblower. And in June of 2011, this person, CHS number one, started recording conversations with a regional director of sales at Pilot, where the FBI began to really learn what was going on. That second person, the regional director of sales, in these recorded conversations, started identifying people like Vice President of Sales John Freeman, Director of National Sales Brian Mosher, and this person said that they were fraudulently withholding a portion of customer rebates. And through that, the FBI was led to other informants within the company and outside the company that helped them assemble this case.
Now let's talk about one of those informants very briefly. There's one who's now living in Texas. She was a former salesperson for the company?
That's correct. Former Pilot regional sales manager Kathy Giesick. And she left the company in January of 2012. The FBI went to her home in Texas to interview her starting in October of 2012. She then sat down for more formal conversations at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Fort Worth in November of 2012. And she was a real linchpin of this investigation. She worked at Pilot, and at the time, she estimated that Brian Mosher, again, the director of national sales, a man that she worked with, engaged in rebate fraud against at least 20 accounts that she was aware of, aimed typically at smaller customers who were less likely to catch those pay discrepancies. She also alleges in these transcripts that she was instructed to lie about it if customers asked about what would happen to their money or what had happened to these smaller checks.
So what's supposed to happen next? Do you have any idea?
That is the question of the day. These affidavits that have been released paint a big picture about what has happened so far in the investigation, but there are still many questions left to answer. Pilot CEO Jimmy Haslam has released a statement that doesn't have a whole lot of information, so we're all waiting to see what happens next.
That's WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth. I'm Chrissy Kuiper with a little update on the Pilot Flying J investigation after a raid on their headquarters earlier this week by FBI and IRS agents.